I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the week of January 6th is Carlos Johnson from Benton Harbor High School Basketball. Here's my conversation with Carlos as heard on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. It's brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home, NMLS 1820.
This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Carlos Johnson of Benton Harbor High School Basketball. Carlos helped lead the Tigers to wins over St. Joe and Saginaw to remain undefeated on the season. In a win against St. Joe, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 2 block shots. Then in a win against Saginaw, 39 points, 20 of those came in the third quarter, along with 14 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Those kind of numbers you might see over the span of like 2 or 3 weeks, and you got them in 2 games. That's a nice couple of games. Congratulations.
Nice.
Let me just ask you about how the season's been going for you so far. You're putting up some pretty amazing numbers. Are you kind of where you thought you would be performance-wise? Are you maybe playing a little bit better than you thought you would?
Yeah, I think I'm playing way much better, especially with the new team we got. So I think everything coming along in a good amount of time.
And Coach, last year had you playing down low, a little bit outside. You're more of the perimeter player. Do you feel more comfortable outside?
I just adjust wherever you put me at. So whatever the match is, if I got to go down low or go outside, so it's really adjustable.
Before we got started, you told me something interesting because I wanted to ask you out of curiosity. Your freshman and sophomore year, you're playing with guys that are 2 or 3 years older than you. Now this year, your junior year, you're playing with your classmates or maybe guys that are 1 year older than you. But you see yourself because of that playing a different role than you have the last couple of years, aren't you?
Yeah, so I mean, my freshman year, I was getting like used to the level of the speed and how things are going to be in the future, but now I'm playing like a role of like more of a veteran, kind of teaching them how the things is and how fast and don't get rattled at certain times of the game. So it's a big learning experience for me.
Since your freshman year, you've had coaches come watch you all the time, whether it be during the varsity season or during the summer season. And the last couple of weeks, you've had the likes of John Beilein and Tom Izzo here to watch you. Do you know that? Do you think about that during the game, or are you just in your game mode?
While they're here, I mean, I just go out to try to get the dub, whatever it takes. So, I mean, if it's me scoring or everybody else scoring or me just getting a lot of assists and rebounds for the team. So, when they're here, I just don't try to change my game and I just play the same.
Your coach is Corey Sterling, and we talked before the season. I mentioned you moving Carlos Moore, being a perimeter player. You can feel comfortable putting him anywhere you want on the basketball court, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Carlos don't have a position. You know, that's one thing that impressed the scouts. You know, again, he can play all 5 positions. But I have been very impressed with the way he pulling up for the jumpers now, you know, not getting his body all banged up. You know, if he got to go down low, he will. But he's taking advantage of matchups, and he's dribbling the ball better now, too. You know, I've seen him cross guys over or behind the back just to avoid guys from stealing the ball from him. So they're just hard work over the summer. He's always in the gym working on his game, so it's showing that he can play outside, and majority of this year he's been outside.
When you guys were at Coloma the other night, one of their coaches has been a longtime coach around here in Southwest Michigan, and I want to maybe have you echo the thoughts. He said Carlos is probably the best offensive rebounder he's ever seen play, period. Right. And your thoughts about how Carlos is, especially in the offensive end, rebounding the basketball.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of kids, you know, take that for granted, offensive rebounds. But at an early age, you know, I've been watching Carlos since he's been in the fourth grade, and I always noticed he always got offensive rebounds. That's just not settling for a box out. You know, Carlos got different kind of moves to get around a box out. Is either a swim move like the football players do. You know, a guy think they got him box out. Carlos would do a spin move. Now he in front of you, and the ball bounced to him, and he putting it in. So, you know, it's a way to get yourself going, too. If your shot not falling, go to the glass and get a few easy buckets.
Carlos, leading into the season, again, you're playing a lot of basketball year-round. Any part of your game you're focusing on getting ready for this varsity season? Was a part of your game that you really wanted to focus on, maybe improve a little bit over the last couple of years?
It's not like I've been working on my shot a lot. That's one of the things. I always say this anyway. And basically having the leadership, so just not dealing with my game and fundamentals is more of a mental thing.
Okay.
So that's what I've been working on a lot this summer.
And I guess finally, you're involved with the Boys and Girls Club. Tell me a little bit about what you do with them.
The club, I mean, it's a good place to go even when I had a stressful day at school or something, or maybe stuff wasn't going right, because the kids like bring joy to me to maybe want to, you know, keep pushing, because they ask me questions all the time or maybe want me to help them with stuff. So I play like kind of a big mentor role with them.
Awesome. Hey, congratulations on the week and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks.
All right. Carlos Johnson of Benton Harbor High School Basketball is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 at WSJM Sports.